Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So for this week's Great Rosary campaign, I'd like for us to pray the rosary for the conversion of Ben Shapiro. Obviously, Ben Shapiro is an Orthodox Jew, but it would be truly and wonderfully amazing if he did become Catholic. I know that sounds completely impossible, perhaps. It sounds completely unrealistic. But our faith is not about what's possible and what's realistic according to human calculation. It's about what is possible with God, which everything is possible with God. You know, Ben on occasion has made it very clear what he thinks of Jesus Christ. Not a very high opinion, but he has also done some interviews and whatnot with Catholic priests, Catholic bishops, where he has said he wants Christians to say that Christ is king. And go to church and whatnot. And, you know, that's good. He should be given credit for that. I'd like to simply say that when we pray the rosary for him, we want Ben to also say, Christ is king. That's what the fulfillment of the Jewish faith is. It's the Catholic faith. Everything that was in the Old Testament and prophesied by Moses and the prophets and others, it has now been fulfilled in Jesus Christ and its Catholic Church. And it's just absolutely amazing when you meet Jewish converts to the Catholic faith because they bring such a wealth of knowledge and just all the details of their faith they see fulfilled. It's not, we're not replacing or superseding anything. It's literally the same religion in the Old Testament, growing, and then boom, fulfilled. As Jesus said, I didn't come to abolish the law and the prophets, I came to fulfill it. So let's pray to our Lady, who's the Jewish mother. Jewish moms are very famous for caring for their kids and defending them. Well, Our Lady is the same. She's the Jewish mom of the Catholic Church, as it were. So let's ask for her prayers for the conversion of Ben Shapiro. And as we do this, let's remember that what we're typologically doing is as the Israelites went around Jericho with the Ark of the Covenant for 7 days, and on the seventh day, the walls came crumbling down. With the Great Rosary campaign, we are starting on Sunday, and we're going for 7 days, and hoping that by the seventh, there are some extraordinary graces given to the person we're praying for. Sometimes it's been fallen away Catholics, and other times it's been Protestants and whatnot. But we are praying with the new Ark of the Covenant, who is Our Lady. As the old Ark of the Covenant had the Staff of Aaron, the commandments, the Ten Commandments, and the manna, the new Ark of the Covenant contained the high priest, the manna from heaven, our Lord, the true bread from heaven, whose body, blood, soul, and divinity we receive in the Eucharist, and also the living law, Jesus Christ. He is the living law, the living legislator. And so let's ask for her prayers for the conversion of Ben Shapiro to the fullness of truth in the Catholic faith. And let's also, for the penance, let's do a 24-hour water fast. We do this often, but penance is a really powerful and loving and beautiful way to contribute in our own small way. It's ultimately all from Christ, but he calls for us to suffer with him for the conversion of souls. Our Lady of Fatima famously said that many souls fall into hell because nobody's praying and doing penance for them. So let's pray and do penance for Ben Shapiro. Just, it'd be absolutely amazing and wonderful to see him come to the Catholic faith. Also, there's a lot of things going on in the world right now with respect to Jews, the state of Israel. You know, Jew hatred is always and everywhere completely unacceptable for a Catholic. We are very thankful for the Old Testament Israelites and later the Jews, as they were called, for carrying on the faith and it being fulfilled by Christ. We love the Jewish people, but love requires that we say the truth and that we fight for the truth and that we defend the truth. And the truth is they need to come to Christ. And we are assured by God, we are assured by the Apostle Paul, that at the end there will be an end times conversion of the Jewish people. Imagine any of your family members that you really, really want to come to the Catholic faith. They're your natural family, meaning your family according to the flesh. Well, the Jewish people are Christ's natural family. They are his family according to the flesh. And just like any of us would want any of our family members according to the flesh to come to the truth, he too has a special and unique desire that his family members according to the flesh come to the fullness of truth found only in him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through him. And so that's why we want Jews to come to the Messiah. And that's why they still have a place in God's plan. It's the consistent teaching of the church that God maintains the existence of the Jewish people for a very particular reason. There's many different reasons, but among them are they are a witness to the veracity of the Old Testament scriptures, which prophesied the coming of Christ. And there will be an end times conversion, as the church has always believed. There will be an end times reconciliation between the older and younger brother. This is something we see with Jacob and Esau. It's something we see with Joseph and his brothers. It's we don't see a reconciliation between Cain and Abel, but we do see that God has some sort of protecting hand over Cain, despite what he did. And so it's a great mystery. We see it in the parable of the prodigal son and the younger son. So this is a great mystery. And so if you're doing this Rosary campaign, if you're on social media tends to breed psychopaths. it's really awful. As Catholics, we're preeminently called to not be psychopaths, not be sociopaths. So don't be snide. Don't be sneering. Don't say unkind things. Don't look askance at Jews just because they're Jews. This is completely wrong and ineffectual as a means to evangelize and show love to people. You don't treat people who you truly love that way, okay? So as we're praying for Ben Shapiro, let's acknowledge some of the good things he has said, and let's also call him to the fullness of truth found in Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the King of the Jews, the King of the Gentiles, the King of us all, who we will all bow down to at the end, whether we recognize him in this life or not, but we will bow down to him at some point. And we pray that everybody before their death bows down to him before that day when they will receive their own particular judgment. So looking forward to this one. Ben, we love your soul. We love you. And we love your people. And that's why we hope and pray that they come to the fullness of truth in the Messiah. With that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth, I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.